Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Paranormal Collaboration, where true paranormal investigators come together. Real topics, real people, real truth. With your hosts, Bill and Chris Reed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Paranormal Collaboration. we're having technical difficulties, so bear with me for a moment. It is Monday night, and I know it's Monday because we're doing the show.
Absolutely.
So, hi, Clem. Let's start off right there. Hi, Clem. Hi, Heather. And all our other wonderful listeners. We love you all. We just came back from New Orleans, where Bill and I flew down. Amy picked us up at the airport, and we proceeded to wander around New Orleans, which was fabulous. Love it. And packed her shit, put it on a van, and it's somewhere between Texas and here. Hopefully it will get here. So Amy is officially now a Pennsylvanian, and that has started our 5-month adventure. As you all know who have been listening, we will be on the road for the next 5.5 months, traveling all over the country from New York and Vermont to Virginia, all the way out to Nevada, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Illinois, Missouri. We're going to be all over the place. But kicking off the series of events and traveling is this weekend, we will be at the Shanley Hotel in New York. Absolutely phenomenal place. It's been a couple years since I've been there. And the last time we were there, we had all kinds of amazing stuff happening, got a lot of great evidence, had a great time, and the house is absolutely stunning. It's gone through some changes since I've been there. And tonight we have with us Kim and Kelly from the Shanley Hotel. Oh, and of course, our amazing producer, Amy, is co-hosting with me because Bill, you know, he's gone for ice cream. And, you know, well, it happens, and ice cream is more important tonight. So, okay. But he's with our daughter, so that's all good. So Amy and I are here. Amy's hosting the show with me. And so she's not just producing tonight. And Kim and Kelly are here with us tonight. Welcome to the show, ladies. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you.
And as you all know who are listening, and Kim and Kelly, you'll find out, my brain works on this constant spiral loop where it goes, you know, not point A to point B. It goes all over the place to get from one point to the other. So, so tonight should be interesting. So let's start with who you are and how you got involved with the Shanley Hotel.
Kelly, you want to start or you want me to start?
Sure, I'll start. Hi, my name is Kelly, and I'm the owner of the Shanley Hotel. I took it over back in January of 2018, and we reopened our doors in October of 2018. And it's been a long struggle, but we're open and we're having a blast. And I originally went to the hotel as a guest, probably back in 2012 or 2013. Kept coming back, loved the place, felt like a second home to me. I was lucky enough to know Sal, and Sal had put out a Facebook post, "Help, I need volunteers," and I jumped at the chance, and I volunteered for Sal every Friday and Saturday night for over 2 years before he passed away. So that's how I got involved, and then when I had the opportunity, it kind of fell into my lap to help save the building. So here I am, but Kim is my good friend, and she's the manager of the hotel, and I'm going to hand it over to Kim.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kim. I've been at the Shanley Hotel off and on for the past 8 years. As Kelly said, I knew Sal as well. I had the opportunity to work with Sal. He was a friend of mine. And that's how I ended up meeting Kelly, because Kelly also volunteered at the hotel, as did I. I now, since Kelly has taken over the Shanley Hotel, as Kelly had said, I help her manage the hotel. It was a long time coming that the place is beautiful. I'm proud to say that I'm part of the Shanley Hotel. It's a great place to be and to work. And I hope everybody gets the opportunity to come out and see all the hard work that was put into restoring it and getting it back to its beauty. I'm very excited that I have the opportunity to be part of this team. And, you know, I'm grateful for my friend Kelly for taking over and bringing the Shanley Hotel back to life. And life with the spirits, but, you know, life and death. But that's pretty much about me. That's how I met Kelly. I worked at the Shanley for a while, and then Kelly came on board, and then now Kelly owns the hotel, and I'll help her manage it. And that's my story.
How you got involved, Kelly? You said, you know, it felt like home, and it's funny how you can go to a location, and there are those locations that stand out above the rest because you walk in and there's an instant connection with that location. And places that you walk in and it's like, I'm home again, you know? I love that you said it felt like home, because we've experienced that at a couple different places that just, you know, you keep wanting to go back, or you actually feel bad when you leave.
Yeah.
It became
my second home.
Kelly and I.
Yeah, it became my second home, and the spirits became my second family. You know, you begin to know their personalities and their traits and their grumpiness or happiness or sadness and some of their smart mouths. And
dealing with teenagers.
Oh, yeah, I can vouch for that
with Kelly, like as Kelly was saying. The spirits really have an attachment to Kelly and I, meaning, I think they're kind of, they know us, we're there day in and day out. I think I'm with Kelly more than I'm with my own family. We're together a lot. It's a lot, 10,000 square feet to take care of, and I really think that the spirits, you know, enjoy Kelly and I being there. And I'll tell you, when we do something wrong or they're not happy, they'll be the first to let us know, because we'll be the first to tell you things. You know, things do happen. It is quite haunted.
Yes. Yes, there's, you know, when you go to the Shanley Hotel for the first time, you know, very often you walk into a place for the first time and you go, okay, is it really as active as people claim it to be? And yes, there are nights where things aren't as active as other nights and nights where it's off the hook. But when you walk into the Shanley, you can feel the spirit around you as soon as you walk in. It's kind of like they're there kind of greeting you, hey, how's it going, and checking you out. The energy there is great.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's the evidence we capture amazes us every time. You know, we just have as much fun as the guests do, because every night's a different night. You know, we know who to look for and you know who to call out, but sometimes you just don't know how they're going to respond. Just the other night, we have a spirit named Frank, and Frank has strangled me twice in the past. And I was, And I was asking and telling, you know, up in the bordello, I was explaining to my guests, Frank doesn't like women too much. He strangled me twice. And I stopped and I paused, and we use one of the equipment we use goes, "You liked it." And I went, "What?" And all the guests started laughing and chuckling. And I said, "You know what? I probably kind of, you think I did, because I talk about it all the time." So you just never know what they're going to come up with. You liked it. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you've done a lot of work on the house, on the hotel, since you took it over. And I know it wasn't in horrible disrepair when I was there. I wouldn't describe it as a house that I walked in and was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to fall through the floor." It just needed a lot of TLC, and there were some major things that needed to be brought up to date. What have you done since taking it over?
We've had to put a $20,000 smoke detection system in. That was one of the major things we had to do. We've made it handicap accessible for the first floor. We put a handicap ramp in and a handicap shower stall. We've put in a lot of heating in the building that wasn't, where some places wasn't heat. We do have heat now. We threw in a lot more old style radiators in the bigger rooms to heat it better. We redid a lot. We just painted a lot. The outside still needs to get started, but you know, we're almost done with the inside as far as getting it to where we think we'd be comfortable with. There's one room that Sal always wanted to finish. It's a big unfinished room, and I think that would be our next project if we ever, you know, could get a grant or a loan or something to make it more like a seance room, history room.
Oh,
possibly,
wow.
Like a little haunted museum with a couple haunted items or something. That's our goal, but that's probably quite a distance away.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. Well, hopefully
very active
with
room, too.
You know, hopefully enough events get done that, you know, like our event this weekend, where proceeds from the event go to your location to help with these repairs and updates. Hopefully
well,
you can
much
get,
appreciate that.
Hopefully you can book a lot of those. And, you know, if teams who are listening, you know what, talk to Kim and Kelly and talk about doing an event and putting proceeds towards helping restore this building. Because, you know what, we're strong believers, as you all know, that we want to help save history through the paranormal. And if buildings disappear, the stories and the history that go with them soon disappear.
Yep, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we almost lost it. So we almost lost this one. So
I have to say, I you know, like Kelly, you know, as Kelly said, she got it back in January. I know there were times probably Kelly cursed me out under her breath because I kept saying, "Let's go, let's go, let's go. We got to get this done." And I always told her, "Just believe me, it's going to get there, it's going to get there." And you know, I've been friends with Kelly for a while, and I can't be grateful enough for her of her taking the Shanley over, because we did a lot of work between Kelly, her husband, myself, 10 months of day in, day out, working day jobs, going up there at night, being there every weekend, painting, cleaning, washing walls, washing floors. It was a lot of work, but you know what? When everybody comes back, you'll see all the hard work and dedication that was put in it. And it's a lot of fun, and you know, we've had a lot of private groups come in so far, and I'll tell you, I think everybody that's come through the door since October has been very pleased with what, you know, what has happened and how the place is and how it's looking now.
I know I
yeah, we were a little concerned.
Yeah. I know I
we
can
were
speak
a little
for
concerned.
Myself. Go ahead.
Well, we were a little concerned when, you know, we had to refurnish the place, and we wanted to try to keep it true to Sal. We didn't want to make any changes of all the hard work he put in to restore it, and to make it what the Shanley is. And we just needed to keep his memory alive, but at the same time try to bring it to up to more up to date and a little bit warmer, and
right.
And all the things that come with a little bit more of a comfort of actually, you know, staying overnight in a hotel.
Right.
And we so much appreciate you guys coming up this weekend. The event is sold out, and we're going to have a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And I know I speak for myself, and I know I can speak for the rest of the team. We're so excited to come up and investigate the place and see what you've done to the hotel and the blood, sweat, tears, and love that you've poured into this hotel. We're very excited about that.
Definitely. Thank you.
So we've got, you know, we have our guests coming, and we've sold out the event, and there's people staying in the rooms there. The team is staying there. There's people staying close by, because I know there is a hotel within a few minutes of the Shanley. So, you know, if a room is, a place is booked up and you can't get in, but you want to go to an investigation at some point, there are hotels close by that aren't too costly, and they're kind of nice. But so when the guests show up to do an investigation, aside from what the team leading the investigation is doing, what can they expect to see and experience at the Shanley?
Well, when they first check in, normally check-in time is around 6 on a normal basis, and we greet them, we show them to their rooms. We offer all-inclusive snacks, bottled water, soda, coffee, and a continental breakfast in the morning. We always give them a brief history tour before the event starts. We normally start our investigations at 8 o'clock. It's a staff-led investigation because a lot of people who come to the hotel have never investigated before. So we just don't want to, like, have fun. So, you know, we do a five-hour paranormal investigation till 1 a.m., and then they're off on their own. They can do free time. Now they're familiar with the spirits. They're familiar who to ask for. We give them equipment to use. And then check out at 10 a.m. Some people never go to bed. Some people, you know, stay up all night. So it's a lot of fun. And I can tell you from October till now, I've had, right, Kim, many, many people who have already come back 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or 7 times already.
Wow. Yeah, we've had guests we have 6, 7 times, several different
yeah.
guests that have been back 6 or 7 times since October.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
That speaks volumes as to what you're doing with the hotel and how you're running it. And that says a lot.
Yeah,
Kelly had said earlier today, we get just as excited as the guests do, because every night when we do an investigation, it's different. I will say, and this is what I say during every investigation before we even start the event, nothing is faked. We don't stage anything. We say we hope that you experience something. If you don't, we hope you enjoy your stay. And let me tell you, I don't think there's been a guest that has walked out of there that said, I didn't have a good time, because it's just so darn active. And I mean, even me, I've been there 8 years, and as Kelly said, she was choked. I've been choked, and actually in one of the rooms, a spirit grabbed my feet and tried pulling me out of the bed.
Oh, wow.
And I've been there almost 9 years. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So
that's a wake-up call.
Well, what's
yeah,
that,
I think they were telling her.
Amy said that's a wake-up call.
I think they were telling her. Yes. They were trying to tell her to get your ass out of bed and get to work. No.
They're probably saying, you better start making the bed. I do all the beds, so don't make your beds, please. Kelly laughs about that because I have a certain way I make the beds. I do all beds alone. We have a great time, I'll tell you. I love
Joey
Kelly.
Tells me, get out of my way.
Yeah. And she does too, because we have a set. I'll tell you, we are good as a team, Kelly and I, because she does certain things there, and she knows I always want to do the bed. And she knows, don't touch my bed. She'll come into a room and say, I'll help you. Yeah, get out of the room.
Let me ask you, is the energy, since you've been doing, I know you said some of the renovations are already being done, but you guys have been doing a lot of renovations, it sounds like. Has the energy changed, or has it been more active, or is it, can you explain that?
I was just talking to a friend of mine today, and I sent him over some of the things that we have caught recently, and I was just discussing with him. I honestly feel lately, last 4 months, the spirits that I haven't heard from in a very long time are now coming forth again.
I agree.
I really think because it was after Sal died, there was a sad time in the hotel, and I think it's coming back. I think the spirits are like, oh, wait, it's positive energy. And right. I think that has a lot to do with it.
So you feel like there's a lot of intelligent hauntings here, not just residual energy?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right, cool.
They call me names all the time.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead, because the men are fond of you a lot now.
Well, we have little girls in the hotel that, you know, I asked the other day, are you here? I'm here. We ask them to do things, touch the paranormal dog, touch this, touch that. I don't know too much of residual, honestly. I do hear things that once in a while. We heard an old time telephone the other night ringing. Uh-huh. We have an old phone booth with no phone, but we all heard the old time telephone ringing. So I know that's residual, and there's some footsteps and things like that. But most of the spirits in there, and the piano, yeah. Most of the stuff in there, though, is intelligent responses.
Mm-hmm. And so you spoke to the man.
It doesn't even need to be through a piece of equipment. Kelly and I, and we've even had guests where we're just talking and just having a normal conversation, and the spirits will talk right with us, like they want to get into the conversation with us. And Kelly and I will look at each other, we'll look at the guests, and we'll be like, "Did you just hear that? That wasn't you. Nope, that wasn't us. It was one of the spirits." So it's really neat.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the man that has choked one of you and then pulled your feet, and you also mentioned a little girl. Do you have any idea who? Do you know who these people are? Do you think you know who they were?
Yeah, we've come off a lot of what Sal had originally found, and since we volunteered here there for years, we kind of already knew the spirit. Frank is one of the men up in the bordello. Sal always said he was kind of like the bodyguard up there of the women who worked up there. There's a couple of little girls. One of them is Rosie. She's a 3-year-old that died in the well across the street. That's all verified by newspaper articles. She lived in the hotel with her father. And then we have Helen, who is another spirit that's been active lately. She was murdered a few communities over. So it's just, they say their names. A lot of times they don't, but once in a while we'll get them to say their names. So it's nice to have verification of who we're talking to.
Okay.
Now, which room do you feel is the most haunted room in the house?
I'd have to say, Kim, what do you think? I would say the Bordello area, the general
the Bordello
area.
Definitely the Bordello area. I guess it depends on the energy of the night, but all in all, overall, I would say the Bordello area.
Okay.
And there is one particular room in the Bordello area. Again, I've been there 8 years going, in the beginning from when Sal had it. And nor Kelly or I have ever slept in the room. I don't know. It's just a weird feeling. And
Is it the one at the very top of the steps?
Yes. Yeah, so you know what room we're talking about. A lot of guests actually request that room, and I chuckle and I say, good for you. I would rather sleep on an air mattress. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Kelly's laughing because she knows what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spirits of your the spirits up there in that area are very strong. They come through quite clearly, and they make their energy known.
Absolutely.
So this location has always been a hotel of sorts?
Yes. It's always been a hotel, or I guess you would say sometimes it was changed into a boarding home. It's always been a transient type of situation. The original building was built in 1845 by Thomas Rich. It passed through a lot of different hands, burned down to the ground in 1895. And then the building that we are in right now was rebuilt within 6 months. And it was rebuilt in 1895.
Wow.
The addition where the Bordello is was built in, I believe, 1910, I believe it was. But the rest of it is 1895.
So what you're seeing, like the structure, not the wallpaper, obviously, but what you're standing in is from 1895, the second floor. So what you're seeing is actually from 1893.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So there has been a lot of history surrounding this building and numerous deaths related to this building.
Yes, a lot of them... again, with the history, you can verify by, the newspaper articles. A lot of what we have found has been through Sal's research, through a lot of mediums coming through, hundreds of mediums since Sal opened the place. And it's kind of neat when they all come in and they verify, yep, this is what happened in this room, and the next one, yep, this is what happened in this room. And, you know, when you start getting the same situation and the same story from different mediums who have no clue what the last one said, it really is. There has been a lot of deaths, a lot of deaths that aren't even in the history books or in the newspaper articles that we can find anyway.
There's, let's see, one of them was a little boy who was backed over in a very bizarre kind of thing. He tried to jump up on the running board and fell off and ended up being backed over and had head trauma.
That actually was supposed to be Jonathan, but we have found out since that he lived through that.
Oh. Yes,
I'm not sure.
I don't know if there's a connection with him and the hotel because of the traumatic experience that occurred there. Because as we all know, not every spirit that's in a location is directly related to death, but there have been numerous deaths attached to people connected to the Shanley.
Yes.
Throughout history. It's also been, the Shanley has also been host to numerous very well-known guests. I want to say Edison, but that's not right.
Eleanor Roosevelt was very good friends with Beatrice Shanley.
It's my granddaughter's named after.
Well, really?
Yes.
We dedicated the we changed the name of one of the rooms. It used to be called the Blue Room when Sal was there, and we changed it to the Roosevelt Room because, as we understand, when Eleanor used to visit Beatrice Shanley, that was her favorite room. So it's kind of neat to think about when you're sitting there, of the people who have come through that building.
Wow. So when did it become the Shanley?
Back in 1906, James Shanley came up and purchased the hotel. His family was very well known down in the New York City area. They owned hotels, they owned restaurants down there. And he came up and kind of brought notoriety to the building. It's in the Catskills kind of. And, you know, I think the Shanley name just brought a lot of people from the city. They said, oh, let's go visit upstate.
And so it was kind of like a resort.
Yes.
They hosted a lot of elegant events, also the parties and things of that sort. The Shanley even went through a stage of at one point through Prohibition, and because they were good friends with the Roosevelt, James Shanley was also friends with John Powers. But because of that, you sometimes get pardoned, I think, because you know it's who you know. And so it was pretty neat because the hotel does have different areas, that some people don't even know about. And I mean, of course, Kelly and I being there as often, you know, we've gone from the hotel from the top to the bottom and inside out. So it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat of seeing how old and just the different areas of the hotel and the people that have come through. I actually, it's neat, I'll touch some of the walls, especially in the area of where it used to be the dining room that Kelly mentioned earlier that we're going to eventually make like to the seance room area. And I love touching the walls and just closing my eyes and thinking back about what it was like and the people that were there and what they hosted in the parties. And it's really neat.
Are there? Do you have a lot of furniture and things that are original to the hotel?
No, most of the items after Sal passed away. Most of the items in a couple of years after that were sold. So when I took over, the place was pretty empty. We have a piano that's original from Sal. We have a couple of pieces of furniture, but everything else we had to refurnish.
Okay.
But it's all antiques. Most of it is we found it through different areas. People like myself or other friends of ours having antiques in our homes have given to the hotel because it just felt right to put it in the hotel, and it felt right that's where it should be.
Wow. I think it'd be fascinating to bring something back to life. Have you guys run into the situation where you go in and try and redo walls or something like that? You come up layers and layers of wallpaper or anything like that?
We haven't actually done any. My husband had to tear some walls out for the shower stall. that we had to put in. He was amazed by behind the wallpaper and behind the sheetrock was old tin walls from original tin. A lot of it had been rusted away. A lot of it had just, you know, completely been rusty and rusted away. But that it's funny when you open up something like that and they just covered it up. next layer.
Yeah. Now, have you considered, as you come across layers like the tin wall, have you considered putting in something similar in that same space?
Again, we really haven't done any. That had to have where he took apart. That actually had to put a shower stall in. But we haven't really done anything else as far as tearing down. So we've been lucky in that part. And all of the wallpaper that is there was put in by Sal. He always used to tell me he was to try to match what was originally there from old pictures back in the 1940s. A couple of the wallpapers looked very similar. And he always used to say when he picked out the wallpaper, he would flip through these big books of wallpaper, and he actually said that the spirits helped him pick it out.
Oh, excellent.
That's nice. That's good.
That's an interesting way of doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have to live there all the time. So, yeah. That,
yeah. Exactly.
But whatever's more comforting, I guess, to them.
Yeah.
So,
earlier today, I happened to be there to do some things. I had some work to do, and I happened to be down one of the hallways. And this happens to me quite often. I'll be in a certain room, and I'll hear a door open and close. I didn't even tell Kelly this today. I didn't even tell her this happened. But a door opened and closed again, and I walked out of the room, and I said, "Listen, I'm going to put my foot down right here and now. I am here, okay, in and out. Trying to make this place look nice. Stop trying to scare me. We're going to live here together." So I'll tell you, it's neat because, you know, like, even it startles you that, you know, that they're there. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. Like, people just think that you investigate at nighttime and that spirits just come out at night. I'll tell you, I caught probably some of my best evidence in EVPs during the daytime. And, being there today just is the most recent. I heard a door open and close, and I know I was there by myself. And I put my foot down, though. I came right out, and I was stern with them. I said, I'm telling you now. They startle you because I knew Kelly wasn't there. But it's neat. I can't wait for you guys to come. And, you know, we love having the guests. We love having guests come and guests that have been there in the past that tell us their stories of what they've had and new guests. And then we say to them, keep in touch with us. Let us know if you caught anything. And because it's exciting for us. And you know, this we love the place.
This will be my first time there. So I'm really
going to love it.
So if you had
Kelly
to tell somebody.
Can't wait, Crazy Kim.
Yeah, if you have to tell somebody the best place to, like, for the very first, like, if I come in and I'm like, okay, where's the best place for me to set up for, like, EVP? Where's the first place you're going to tell me?
You're going to get your most, well, I'll tell you, you know what's funny? The Bordello is the most active, but Kelly will vouch for this too. Just sitting down in what's called the great room, when you first come in, I can't tell you how many times guests have caught, like, really great evidence and EVPs in that room itself. Just sitting there. I mean, the cat, we hear the cat meow a lot of times in that room. Just sitting there talking amongst ourselves. People whistling, humming, music. Kelly, the whole place is active everywhere.
Yeah, it's the great room. We've caught a lot without even trying. We stand there and all of a sudden, like Kim said, we'll hear disembodied voices. People have caught silhouettes and shadows in the mirrors, and the paranormal pup we sit down and it'll go off all of a sudden when somebody starts playing the piano. They love for people to play the piano. And we've heard, like I said, the telephone ringing, and it's crazy. And I even had last summer, I just sat down and asked one question through my digital recorder. I said, can anybody come and talk to this machine? And as clear as a bell, it says, hi, Kelly. Like, that was, it was so nonchalant. It was so nonchalant, like she was walking through the room, like, oh, hi, Kelly. You know, like, yeah, it's crazy. Even, like Kim said, you think we never call it the safe room for people, but, you know, some guests get scared and will say, well, you can sit in the great room. Little do they know, it could be the most active if they really sat there by themselves for a while.
Okay, so I am coming to the Shanley Hotel. I'm bringing my recorder and a camera. What other piece of equipment would you recommend above all other to bring with me?
Kelly knows my answer to this one that I'll tell you every time. You want to say Kelly and then I'll tell you my answer?
Go ahead.
I say my your own self. The best piece of equipment anybody could have is their own ability and their own senses. You know.
Oh,
I was cheering and applause
for your answer. Good answer.
That is the best answer.
Kelly, you give your answer. Go ahead, Kelly. That was Kim just talking. Go ahead, Kelly. What's your best piece of equipment?
No, I agree with Kim as far as, you know, just people. We always tell people, you know, tell us what you feel. Because a lot of people will say, you know, their hair stands on their end, or my heart starts racing, or I feel itchy, or I feel sad, or we just tell them, you know, just say what you're feeling. If you get hair gets tugged, let us know, you know.
Exactly. Speak up.
I love some of the equipment I have. I love to hear their voices. I do use the spirit box. I use a couple of a computer software. Because I love to hear their voices, but people get touched and pulled and tugged, and t-shirts tugged the other night, and you know, it's an experience that people want to experience for themselves with their own bodies. But a lot of people, that's just not enough. A lot of people, they want to hear the voice. They want to hear that dog beat. You know, so we have all the equipment that, and anything possibly that they could want, they can use.
Excellent. Now, other than being choked and almost pulled out of bed, have you ever had an experience where that terrified you?
When I got choked, I wasn't terrified. I got scratched. I wasn't afraid. As a matter of fact, I yelled to Kim. I said, Kim, I think I just got scratched. And I said, take a picture.
She's like, Kim. Yeah.
And you
would think. Go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
I always tell the guests, you know, when I show them my neck and they got where I got scratched. And that was my first morning of my first event, October 6th in the morning. I was saying goodbye to the guests that I had my very first event. And it was exciting. And they were all leaving. And they said, oh, my gosh, we had a great time. We're going to be back. And one of the ladies had just said, you know, I didn't see anything negative here. And I said, well, it's here once in a while. Once in a while, show his ugly head. And I got a little cocky after that. I said, you know, I'm comfortable here now. I've been here 10 months. You know, I own the place, and I don't need any of that protection. I don't need anything, you know. And an hour later, I got scratched. And I think they just were saying, don't get so comfortable. You know, this is our hotel. And I had to be reminded of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
but it wasn't
the same
terrifying.
Thing with Kelly. I didn't, even though I got pulled and my feet got pulled where they tried to pull me out of the bin, funny story about it is, right before I went to sleep, I had taken a quick selfie of myself to send to a friend to say goodnight. I didn't look at the picture. I went off to sleep. My feet got grabbed, and I opened my eyes to see who tried to grab me or who was grabbing me. And people ask me all the time, what did you do? I said, I opened my eyes when I got up, went to the bathroom and laid back down and went back to bed. I didn't do anything. I don't know how I did it. In the morning, I was telling a couple other investigators that were there with me what had happened. A friend had texted me that I sent the picture to the night before, and they said, who was in bed with you? And I go, I was in the bed by myself. Looking back at the selfie that I took of myself, there was a shadow figure in the bed with me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was in the bed alone. Listen to Amy. Amy's like, heck no, I'm not sleeping alone. But I wasn't scared. Like Kelly said, I wasn't scared because I really don't think the spirits know both of us, and I don't think any spirits there are going to hurt. I don't feel that any spirits ever are going to hurt anyone, or no one should ever feel like that something's going to follow them home. That's not how this is. It's not like people get afraid of that and they ask us that all the time. That's not how it is. So I want people to know that they just did it to say, hey, you know what? You're pushing your luck a little bit, get up, get moving. And that's what they did to me. And like Kelly said, that's why they did that to her. Not because I wasn't scared. But, yes, I do know there was someone in bed with me because of the picture. And I'll show you guys when you come up this weekend. I'll show you the picture.
Excellent. Okay. Cool. You know, I have to applaud both of you wholeheartedly because I've heard I was scratched, I was choked, I was pulled out of bed, and not once did I hear the D word.
No.
Too many people jump to that.
No.
And I'm so thrilled because it wasn't even like you said, this was a negative energy. It was nasty. It was ugly. It was just, hey, we aren't pleased with that, or, you know, get up and move, or, hey, you liked that, you know. No, this is evil. And it's a wonderful thing. So many people are so quick to scream demon or evil or it's malevolent. And you know what? Some spirits can be moody just like we do.
Okay.
You know,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Sometimes in life they were an asshole. And that's okay.
That's, yes.
Yep.
We agree with that 100%.
Okay, but you know, they have personalities just as we do. They were living, breathing humans and or animals. And, you know, we all have our own personalities. And, you know, that is part of when we cross, we don't lose.
Hello.
Okay, apparently I got cut off.
Yeah. Somehow I lost it there for a second. Okay.
Cut us off.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, as we pass over and as we've done more EVPs and found more evidence, you find that we carry our personalities over with us when we cross.
Right.
And we come through with those personalities. I mean, part of that is, so, you know, if Uncle Bob was a mean old asshole who, you know, was just nasty, if he comes through in death and it's like, hi, sweetie, how are you? You aren't going to believe it's Uncle Bob, you know? Who the hell is this? Uncle Bob was an asshole. So part of it is recognizing that spirit. Okay, my husband is calling me. Honey, if you're listening to the show, it dropped him? Okay. And he's calling me.
He knows
I'm doing the show.
I had him in the green room. Great to hear.
He knows we're doing the show, and he's trying to call me on the phone.
yes, I agree with Chris. It's like there's too many people. I mean, just like she said, people, you can have some really, really nasty people when they were alive. They're going to be nasty when they're gone. It doesn't mean it's demonic or it's evil or anything like that. It just means you've got a really shitty person, you know, that you're having to deal with, you know. And the people who knew them when they were alive would probably say, yeah, they were a pretty crappy person or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Not but, always demonic.
Yeah, I get called the B word a lot, and you know, so that's, you know, there's grouchy, there's cranky, there's mean, there's kind, there's
Kelly, wait a minute.
Spirit,
Frank told Kelly the other night he loved her, so don't let him think.
Aww.
Even though he choked her, he said,
yeah.
"I love you."
Well, yeah. Think about what hotel has gone through.
After he said you liked it, what was that?
Think about what the hotel has gone through throughout time.
Yeah.
At one point, it was a brothel. It was a bordello.
Yep.
So think about the type of people who frequented that place, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the kinks and stuff they, you know, had. So that energy was there.
And the ladies had a hard life there, too.
Oh,
So we always show respect to the two girls that we know are up there. Anna and Maddie are their names. And, you know, they talk to us a lot. They've been quiet in the last few days, but they have their active nights. And we always ask people not to call them the whores or anything because that was their job, and it was a rough job, whether they want to really to do it or not. And, you know, we always tell them, we don't try not to let people provoke. There's a little bit of, you know, we can, you know, give a little nudge once in a while and ask some spirits, you know, certain things, but we definitely don't like provoking the spirits, especially the kinder ones. So we always have that as a rule.
Right, and that's a good rule to follow. You know, there are certain times and places, and that's very rare, that provoking is a necessary tool. But that's so far between.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to upset spirits. I mean, they were living, breathing human beings. And if you treat them with respect, they're more likely to return that respect.
Oh, absolutely. And they're more likely to talk to you.
Yes,
right.
If
that's correct.
And I always give the example to people who are skeptics. I'm going to say, if you're going to be an ass to them, they're not going to want to talk to you. Would you like to talk to an ass?
Right. You know, if you're up in the bordello saying, look, you dumb whore, aunt, talk to me, they're going to walk away. You know, they're going to be like, screw you, I'm out of here.
Yep, right. Exactly.
So, you know what, just bring them in directly. We have a caller.
Yes.
Hi, this is Paranormal Collaboration. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, that's the truck phone. I'm looking at the number, not recognizing it, and I'm like, who is that? Oh, it's the truck phone. Hey, Bill,
I didn't want to come on. I just wanted to listen to you girls.
Hi, Bill.
It was the girl. It's the girls' chat tonight, huh?
Hey, that's great.
So we're
you guys sounded awesome.
We are actually coming to the end of our hour.
Yes, absolutely.
It has flown by, and I'm sure we could sit here and talk for another hour or so. But tonight it's going to be 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Kelly have.
Oh,
That's great. So we're down to our last few minutes. So Tim and Kelly, one or both of you, why don't you tell us if someone wants to get involved with the Shanley, donate monetary or donate some time or sign up for an investigation or get in touch with you somehow, how do they go about it? Is there anything big coming up in the future here that people should know about?
They can get in touch with us through our website. Our website is thehauntedshanleyhotel.com. We are on Facebook, The Haunted Shanley Hotel. We are on Twitter. We're on Instagram. They can email us at bookings@thehauntedshanleyhotel.com. We are actually having you guys this weekend, but we are open for bookings throughout the summer. They can book right online. They can choose a room and just do the bookings right through with the website, or they can call me if they're interested in a private event. We schedule those directly through email or phone. We have the opportunity, people can rent the entire hotel for themselves or the team. We've had 50th birthday parties. We've had family reunions. We have rates of those up on our website also. And we're starting an evidence section of the website that we've just gotten a few things up there, but we'll get more up there. So I hope everybody can come and visit. I actually have a special coupon code that's good till June 15th for any bookings. You have to book by June 15th, and it's 15% off. And the coupon code is H as in Harry, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, 15. So if they use that coupon code in the checkout, when they check out on our website, before they go in shopping cart, they can get 15% off their room.
Excellent.
They don't have to use it, though. They have to book it by June 15th, but it's good until when, Kelly?
It's good. Yeah, it's good until the whole rest of the year. They just have to book by the 15th of June.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So if you want to book for any time in 2019, make sure you call and book that reservation by June 15th and use the coupon code Henry Sam Henry
15.
Okay. And go to the is there some place they can find that code if they forget it?
I'll put it up on Facebook again. We just did a post the other day of it. So if they go on Facebook at the Haunted Shanley Hotel, they'll find that one of our posts has that also.
Okay, wonderful. Excellent. Oh, we have another caller calling in. You know what? We'll bring them in real quick if you want to take a call.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll try anyways. Hi, you're on Paranormal Collaboration. Who are we talking to?
This would be Richard, and I had two questions.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Chris. How are you feeling? How's the leg?
I'm feeling great. How about you?
We're living. What's going on?
Well, go ahead and ask Kim and Kelly your question.
Are we still getting pennies arriving?
What?
Are you still getting pennies arriving in the night?
Yes. I found a couple pennies in Rosie's room. Every time I made the bed a couple times myself without Kim, and a penny would fall out of the bedspread. Yeah, that was weird. That's weird you should say that, because a couple times, and I don't know if Kim has found any, but I found a couple times up in Rosie's room pennies falling out of the bedspread.
I found him on the floor, not in the bed, but on the floor.
After she was pulled out of the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time I stayed there, I stayed in the bordello upstairs in Mary's room, and I had 2 pennies in the morning, or 5:21 when I woke up. But did anyone ever check the dates on the pennies?
No, I haven't. No. I should do that, huh?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah. Did you check the pennies?
I didn't think about it until I got home.
Oh.
But I guess in the gentleman's room, sometimes guys will wake up with 4 pennies, I've heard.
Oh.
And my other question is, do you still have the mirror?
Oh, yes. I forgot to ask about that. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. We were lucky to get that back. Yes. One of my good friends actually saved that for me. Yes. Yep. We were very lucky to get that back.
And have you been able to open up the basement for investigations?
Not really so much. The basement is sometimes a little wet, and this time, well, in the winter time, it's been hard with the boiler and stuff too.
Okay, well, that was 3 questions. Thanks for your time, you guys. Have a great evening.
Okay,
thank you, Richard.
Take care. Bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Well, it has been an absolutely wonderful show. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for being on the show. And, you know, you would never know that you were nervous. No one got sick.
I wasn't nervous.
I was.
Well, no one got bit, so we're good.
Wait a minute. I'm coming this weekend, so wait a minute. I'm speaking so quick there. You don't know what's coming up this coming weekend.
We can't wait. Yeah, we can't wait for this weekend.
Oh,
I am
we are
so
excited.
Yeah, we're actually going to be one of our team members is going to be joining us, and then we'll also be joined by Michelle Wagner. She's super excited about coming with us too. So,
we're very excited to have Michelle there with us.
Absolutely.
She's phenomenally gifted, and
she's a really good person.
It should be a great experience. We're looking forward to working with her.
Yes, definitely.
And but that's been our show. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having
us. To this weekend.
We'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you
everybody,
so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Clem, back to work, buddy. And we'll see you all next week. And next week we have
We have Michelle Wagner next week.
We have Michelle Wagner next week. We'll probably be discussing the Shanley again.
Probably so. It'll be good. It'll be good.
So
thank you,
show.
Ladies. You guys have been wonderful, and I can't wait. I briefly got to meet you in Salem, but I look forward to spending some more time with you this weekend.
Yes. Okay. We'll show you the hot spots, Amy.
Excellent.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in next week. And be sure to check out the Shanley at thehauntedshanleyhotel.com.
Absolutely.
And don't forget about the coupon code. You'll find it on Facebook. So, good night. Peace out. Love you all. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Hi, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.